Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a Milo's Rewards or a Milo's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix.
Is ready to beat Migs. I know April from Puyallup is. April, are you there?
I'm here.
Good morning, April. Steve, she's ready to rock. So go ahead and get out of here now.
Bye-bye.
If you're playing at home, April has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
How many fingers are extended in the Boy Scout salute?
3.
Yes. What type of animal did Pavlov study primarily?
Pass.
Eustachian tubes connect your throat to what sensory organs?
Your ears.
Yes. Who is Kyle's brother on South Park?
Pass.
What was the first American state to enter the Union?
Virginia?
No.
Pennsylvania?
No.
New York?
No. What instrument did Chopin play as a child?
Oh, man, I don't know.
Pass.
Pass.
The Saffir-Simpson scale classifies the intensity of what storm systems?
Hurricane?
Yes. Which southern European country will host the Winter Olympics in 2026?
Austria?
No.
Italy?
Yes. Which band released the album Houses of the Holy?
Oh, Temple of the Dog?
No.
No. Metallica?
No, but you know what, April? You got 4 correct. Not bad at all. Not the best, but not the worst, you know?
Oh, wow. I like walking in on that kind of analysis.
Steve, welcome back. Yes. Are you ready?
Yes!
How many fingers are extended in the Boy Scout salute?
2.
No.
3?
Yes. What type of animal did Pavlov study primarily?
Dogs?
Yes. Eustachian tubes connect your throat to what sensory organs?
Tongue.
No.
Ears.
Yes. Who is Kyle's brother on South Park?
Oh, Kyle, Stan?
No.
Timmy?
No.
Cartman?
No. What was the first American state to enter the Union?
What, huh?
What was the first American state to enter the Union?
New York.
No.
Washington.
No.
New Hampshire?
No. What instrument did Chopin play as a child?
Piano.
Yes. The Saffir-Simpson scale classifies the intensity of what storm systems?
Hurricanes.
Yes. Which southern European country will host the Winter Olympics in 2026?
France.
No.
Germany.
No.
Italy.
Yes. What band band released the album Houses of the Holy?
Creed.
No.
That would be Led Zeppelin.
It would be. What type of number has no factors other than one and itself?
11?
No.
2?
No.
0?
No. Steve, you got 7 correct, and that is a win.
Let's go.
7-4. Sorry, April.
That's okay.
Have a good one. Where's my winner song? Come on.
I don't know.
Play it already.
There it is.
Danny seemed concerned, like, what's wrong with his sound box? Is it working or not? I got you more invested.
Isn't this a good song, Danny?
No.
It's not a good song. It's a great song.
It's a winner song.
I almost cursed. It's fine.
On South Park, Kyle's brother is Ike. The first American.
And Ike's Canadian.
Yeah, eh? And the first American state to enter the Union, Delaware. Mm. And the type of number that has no factors other than one in itself, a prime number.
Prime. Yeah, the two questions I should get right, of course, if you have any sense of, like, you know, intelligence or a brain. Mm. No.
I feel like I should have done all Creed questions for you this morning. You would have crushed it.
You know, there's still two more chances for you to do that.
There are. The Daily Mix Show. There is a sweet feature on the Odyssey app that lets you leave us a voice message. Some have been interesting today, Steve Miggs.
Yep, people want to talk Creed and Lake Taps.
We're going to slide into our VMs after Soundgarden.
Something got you bent and now you need to vent, or you did something bad and you need to repent? Well, slide into our VMs.
Yeah, baby, it's time to slide into our VMs. Daily Mix Show.
It would be so awesome to get a voice message from you, and you can do that by heading over to the Odyssey app. Look for our little microphone icon and you can leave us a voice message. Steve.
Yes.
What is going down in there today?
Creed. That's what's going down. Are you ready for the first voice message?
Oh, yes.
Of course, Creed is tonight over at the White River Amphitheater. If you see us, be sure to say hi because we're going to be there having the best time, especially our friend Danny V. Oh, yeah.
His arms will be wide open.
What's up, Daily Mix Show? This is Stevie. I want to wish Castle, Megs, and Taryn have a fun time tonight at Creed.
That's right, because Ryan Castle is joining us. Also, Patrick Palace from Palace Law. I don't know if he knows what's about to hit him.
It's going
to
be crazy.
It's going to be amazing.
Danny, if you get time to show your support, you should go to Hot Topic.
But Danny goes to Hot Topic after every show, so this isn't going to be a stretch for him so far.
Yeah, I'm already there.
All right, let's see what he wants you to do at Hot Topic.
Find and see if they have a King Diamond shirt and wear it to the show. Because Mark Tremonti, the guitar boy, is a big King Diamond fan. Maybe we get pointed out. Just an idea.
Because you're gonna sit on my shoulders during their set.
Yes! Yeah, during the entire set. I got you. Yeah.
I have other ideas, but we'll discuss that at another time. Again, have a good time tonight, guys. Bye.
I kind of want to know what these other ideas are. Are they Creed specific or are they just ideas in general?
Probably both.
So if you want to endear yourself to Mark Tremonti, I'd say either get a King Diamond shirt or a Frank Sinatra shirt.
He's a Frank Sinatra guy too?
He is I don't know if he's an impersonator, but he can sing like Frank Sinatra, and it's like eerie how good he sounds.
That's so impressive.
His voice, Mark Tremonti's a guitarist of Creed and also Alter Bridge, and he has a great singing voice too.
Oh my gosh, so, what a cool dude.
So get a Frank Sinatra shirt and you guys can be best friends.
They have those at Hot Topic, right?
They probably do because it's ironic. All right, here's our next voice message.
I think you guys should let Danny off the hook and not make him go to Creed today. Sounds like a great idea.
Wait, that sounds a lot like Danny.
What? I don't think so, Steve. I don't know how to leave a voicemail.
You and Taryn can just go and have fun at Creed, and Danny can be sleeping in his bed listening to Blink 182 all night. Deal? Emo night rules.
Okay, wait a second.
I love this guy.
This guy sounds really
smart.
This isn't Danny.
Okay. Well, he said it's not Danny.
Definitely not Danny. Okay. Definitely.
Much better.
You guys should listen to that guy.
You are not off the hook, Dan. You are going.
All right, here's our next voice message.
Biggs was at you and Tatum swimming in Lake Taps. My husband and I were trying to figure it out. My kids and I used to do that all the time back in the day, too. Now they're older and they don't want to talk to us. Love the show.
This isn't Danny.
Okay, making sure that's not like Danny as well. It was like that voice message from a couple of days ago. On that day where it was like 90 something degrees, my wife texts me and says, "Hey, would you like to go out on a boat?" I'm like, "No questions asked. Yes, I don't even care what kind of boat. It could be a garbage barge for all I care. Like, yes, I want to be on the water." And it turns out her friends have a boat. They were staying on Lake Taps because he works over at Puget Sound Energy. I didn't know this. I don't know if you guys know this, but apparently Puget Sound Energy has a part of Lake Taps that they offer to their employees to camp at.
Today, years old when I learned that fact.
So we're all going to apply to work at Puget Sound Energy now, right? I thought that was really freaking cool.
I love that.
It's like right on the lake.
Can you get us on the guest list next time?
I'll sneak you guys in. Just get in the car with me.
Hell yeah.
So then we go in the water, and then Tatum wants to go swimming in Lake Taps.
Oh.
Right.
That scares me.
So I'm like, she's like, Daddy, you want, because mom's not going in the water. She brought her bathing suit just in case, but she's like, make sure you wear your bathing suit. You know, if Tatum wants to go in the water, I'm not going. I'm like, all right, fine, I'll go in the water. And I go in the water, and it's just, she's jumping into me. We're having a good time, man. It was such a great memory and a great experience. But then after that, the people were with Jared, he's like, have you ever heard of a tiger musket? And I've never heard, apparently there's a this type of fish in the water of Lake Taps called a tiger musket. Yeah, do a Google search. I'm like, I'm really glad you didn't tell me this before I got in the water.
Is it scary?
It looks kind of fierce. Apparently it's not
joking.
It's not dangerous unless provoked, but still, this thing looks vicious. I'm like, dude, I'm glad you said that after I went in the water, because I don't know if I'd want to go in the water beforehand.
I'm just curious if it's good eating. Is that the kind of fish you want to eat?
I checked. It's edible, but apparently it's not all that great. I don't know. I'm sure maybe a rock hog's like, I eat tiger musket all the time. It's delicious.
Are we talking about this like crazy like eel looking thing?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Danny, could you imagine? I know you also, you more than anyone, is kind of have issues with like being in the water, especially because of like sharks and whales. But this thing, imagine this thing was swimming next to you.
No.
Right.
Anything touches my leg, I'm outside of that water in like 0.5 seconds.
All that being said, I hope you guys can help me with my new GoFundMe, which is I'm trying to raise enough money so I can afford to live on Lake Taps. Because, oh my gosh, man, some of these houses are just ridiculous.
All you got to know, all you got to do is know somebody, Steve, and it sounds like you're in now.
Yeah, but no, I want to live on the water now, though. But most importantly,
this isn't Danny.
Okay, good.
The Daily Mix Show.
The men's room have been on KISW for 20 years. What an achievement. What a milestone. So, of course, we have to throw a party about it. And that party is happening on Saturday, September 6th at Black Raven Brewery in Woodinville. And the fun happens from 1 until 6. Tickets are on sale now, and space is limited, so you want to act fast by heading over to KISW.com.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Messy fans, Lowe's Messy Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a MyLowe's Rewards or a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messy moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messy Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
The Kelce brothers, Travis and Jason, they have a fun podcast called New Heights. Yeah. And Taylor Swift made an appearance recently that drew 1.3 million live viewers and ended up crashing the stream for a brief moment.
This was last night. And it was just, I mean, everywhere people are talking about it. And you said 1.3 that watched it live. I just went on that YouTube video that they posted. And this is just a YouTube version of the podcast. There's Spotify. There's Apple Podcasts. There's all the other places that people listen to podcasts that you could get numbers from as well. It's over 9 million. In less than 24 hours, 9 million people have went and watched some of this podcast for Taylor Swift.
Did you watch it?
I did.
You're one of the millions.
I am one of the million. I had to. I was like, I didn't want to, and I saw it, and I clicked on it, and then I kind of got sucked in. I like Jason Kelce.
He's so great.
He's such a likable guy, and he's such like a fun guy. Like, you'd want to post up at a bar, and like, I'd say the biggest takeaway is thank God Jason Kelce was on this podcast, because otherwise it would just be an awkward, I'm watching two people in a relationship talk.
Just flirting.
That's why he watched it, Taryn. He didn't watch it for Taylor Swift at all, I promise.
No, I cares about her.
Well, all the buzz is around
her. I closed my eyes every time they shot to her.
Yeah. Her new album, The Life of a Showgirl, comes out right around your birthday in October, Steve.
Actually, it is on my birthday. I double checked. It's October 3rd. Nice. Because some people were saying the 13th, so I'm happy. I got my 51st birthday present.
Yay. Oh, lucky you. Gosh. It was a more than 2-hour conversation that they had, and then one of the funnier moments throughout the podcast was talking about how, because of dating an NFL player, Taylor Swift is now an obsessive football fan.
I didn't know what a first down was. I didn't know what the chains were. I didn't know what a tight end was.
I am forever thankful for you diving into the football world wholeheartedly.
Oh my God. I fell in love with it. I became obsessed with it. I became like a person who was running through the halls of my house screaming, "We drafted Xavier Worthy." And my friends are like, who body snatched you? What do you mean?
There was one part where she did talk about, like, at one point she was confused why players were getting off the field because she thought, you know, like it would be like the two quarterbacks would be head to head during the game because, you know, she had no idea what football was or what it meant. So it was kind of funny to hear that kind of stuff.
That is adorable.
But yeah, otherwise, like, I mean, imagine, like, I wouldn't want to, no offense, like, I wouldn't want to listen to you interview your husband, or I wouldn't want to listen to me interview my wife or Danny, because it's like,
no.
So thank God Jason Kelce was there to kind of, like, steer the ship and do some of the questions, because there's some little takeaways here and there. Apparently, she's a big fan of the color orange, Danny.
Yeah.
So I thought that was important for you.
Yeah, we're basically the same person. We love the number 13 and the color orange.
Like, I wrote down little takeaways.
She
seemed pretty chill. Like I said, thank God for Jason Kelce. She likes the color orange. She also said that Travis said that the new record's full of bangers.
I hope so.
It's all upbeat, apparently.
Her last couple albums, Steve and I just talk. We cuddle to them, but it's like one of those we can't dance to them.
Yeah, we want to dance.
I mean, one of her albums has the word torture in the title, so
and she
did
a good job of that with that record. And also, she spent like 15 minutes talking about sourdough. I'm like, oh, okay. Everybody's into sourdough.
She's just like us.
She's just like us.
That's pretty.
Not cool. Really.
What do you think that Travis has? I mean, what do you think Taylor has gotten Travis into?
Wow. I have no idea, to be honest. Her music, I guess. What about you? Okay, so, like, you know, I mean, partners do get partners into stuff. I thought that was the interesting part, whatever, about the interview. But I thought it was interesting how she's become, like, an obsessive football fan. Is there anything that, like, you got Brad into or vice versa? Because I'm thinking about me and my wife, and I feel like our interests have stayed our interests.
It is.
But I've tried to get her to like hockey or wrestling, and she tolerates them because she knows I like them, so she puts up with me watching hockey games.
Yeah.
But she sure as hell isn't going to be like coming downstairs wearing a Kraken jersey.
Yeah. I mean, I would say Brad has gotten me into edibles.
I give up, Danny. I just give up.
The Daily Mix Show.
That's nice that he got you into drugs.
What about you?
It's really sweet of him.
206-803-ROCK. Is there something that you have become a huge fan of thanks to your partner? Or is there something that your partner is now really into because of you?
Danny, my wife got me into fentanyl. It's pretty awesome.
206-803-ROCK. We'll take your calls after Smashing Pumpkins. Is there something in the world that you became a huge fan of and it's all thanks to your partner? Or is there something that your partner is now quite into and it's all because of you? Call 206-803-ROCK and tell us all about it. Steve, we have a listener on hold who got into soap operas. We're going to get the scoop on that in just a moment. But first, Eric from Arlington, what is something that you became a huge fan of thanks to your partner or something your partner is into because of you?
My wife got me into downhill mountain biking.
Really?
I'm almost 40 years old.
Whoa.
Yep.
So any injuries from it? Because it sounds like it's dangerous.
Lots. I'm almost 50 now.
Oh,
so,
my
yeah.
gosh.
I hurt myself on the regular, and it's very much worth it.
Eric, where do you go to do downhill mountain biking in your area?
We go to Galbraith up in Bellingham. We go to Stevens Pass. We go to Whistler. Lots and lots of great places to ride and hurt herself.
So, Eric, when she first started pitching it to you, did you think she was just trying to take you out? You're like, hey, you know, we could just get divorced.
Yes, I did.
That's awesome, dude. I always see people who do the downhill mountain biking. I'm like, man, that is, You're cut from a different cloth. That seems a little too extreme for my own good, and I do stupid stuff.
When I lived in Bellingham, I bought a mountain bike, and I went like two times, and I said, this is not for me. Too dangerous.
I do like the tires on the mountain bike.
Yeah. 206-803-ROCK. Gordy, you are in Marysville. Is there something you became a huge fan of thanks to your partner, or something your partner is now really into because of you?
It was my mother. Came home one day from school, and I said, hey, what's this? She goes, it's called General Hospital, so... I sat down and I watched an episode, and then a buddy of mine came over, and before you know it, two or three months later, and this was like in the early 80s, we had 15 guys bro. Over at the house, and my dad would come home and want to catch up on the news and work, and we all looked at him and said, oh, no, Mr. Cropper, you're not touching this TV.
Corey, that's amazing.
You know, it was like the best, because it was, you know, the Luke and Laura, the Cassidy, the Quarter Maze, the Ice Princess, and I still remember it. You know, it was like... You know, here we are, 15 guys that terrorized football player as football players and teammates, and we ended up being, like, well-rounded because we got it, you know? It was like, oh, yeah, you didn't mess with the TV three and four every day.
Dude, Gordy, it's so funny you bring this up, because I remember back when I was a kid, I'd be sick and I'd stay at home, or if I said I was sick, my mom's deal was, okay, you can stay at home, but you're watching the soap operas with me. And same thing, Luke and Laura, that was what Days of Our Lives, right?
Okay. Yeah, exactly. I mean, it was really awesome. But to have 15 guys get into it, we all like get out of school and beat right to the house. I mean, we had it down to the science. My mother had sandwiches for us. It was awesome.
You were having watch parties with mom watching soap operas.
We can't miss it, guys.
I know. Guys, hurry up, man.
Back in the days when you couldn't press pause, you know?
Right?
Everybody be quiet.
That is hilarious. I remember even watching at night. Like, I got hooked on, like, yo, it was... What the hell was what? Dallas?
Oh, yeah.
And Falcon Crest.
Oh, boy.
And I remember watching it with my mom and being like, at first I was like, this sucks. And then I was like, I can't wait till next week to find out what happens.
What an era for TV. 206-803-ROCK. Savannah in Spanaway, is there something you became a fan of thanks to your partner, or something that you got your partner into?
I got my partner into mini hydroplane boat racing.
What? So how much smaller is a mini hydroplane from a regular hydroplane?
Well, now you're asking specifics that I don't know. It's like half the size.
But it's not like little people are driving them, right? They're still a person.
No, they're adults. You can start as young as 8 years old.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's crazy.
So do you actually do the racing, or are you just a fan of the racing?
I watch. I mean, I took a ride in a two-person boat once and went really fast, and that was it.
Do you know how fast approximately you were going?
65.
What'd you say?
60, 65.
Okay.
I've never been in a hydroplane. I would love to do that.
I've only seen one up close, one like Miss Rock was being, you know, carted around to different events, but it was out of the water, and you could just stand next to it.
Oh, for sure. 206-803-ROCK. David from Tacoma, what is something you became a huge fan of thanks to your partner, or something you got your partner into?
Holiday from Guam, guys. Long time no talk.
Oh, how you been, man?
I've been good. Hey, I got my partner into jiu-jitsu. I've been doing jiu-jitsu for a long time, and now she's a one-year white belt, and she's a good arguer, and now she's a good fighter, too.
You are so screwed.
We own our own business, too, now, guys. Remember I told you guys I was opening a school?
Yes.
Yeah, the Trench Jiu-Jitsu in Northeast Tacoma. Come try three classes out for free.
Let's go. It's called the Trench?
The Trench Jiu-Jitsu Academy in Northeast Tacoma. Anybody and everybody, come try three classes for free.
I love it, man.
Right on, David.
I respect that you found a way to get the plug in. I am. Wait a second. That didn't sound right.
Like, what are we talking about?
He's a happily married man.
The Daily Mix Show.
How would you like a shot at beating Steve this morning? Hopefully you were listening to the men's room yesterday at 5:40, because there was a cheat sheet given out with three of the correct answers to the next game. And that could be helpful when this man comes in with 265 wins, 83 losses, and 69 ties in 2025.
Nice.
206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 7:50.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a Milo's Rewards or a Milo's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.